For Squamish's undefeated MMA fighter, it's lonely at the top. It appears no one wants to fight Jamie Lynn Horth Wessels. The athlete's defense of her flyweight title in the Legacy Fighting Alliance, which was scheduled for December 9, has been cancelled. Horth Wessels was set to take on incoming challenger Sabina Mazo in Legacy Fighting Alliance 148, at the Commerce Casino and Hotel in Commerce, Calif. However, things got complicated. Recently, Mazo was reported to have incurred an injury and has bowed out of the fight, Horth Wessels said. My opponent was hurt, she said. Then, organizers, tried to find me 6 or 7 other people. Nobody said yes to that December fight on short notice. As a result, organizers tried pushing the fight back to January. At first, things seemed to be moving along. But circumstances didn't turn out to be that easy. One person's management said yes to January, said Horth Wessels. And then, when the contract was sent over, they have been trying to ask for a later date. As a result, she said, LFA is trying to find somebody else for that fight. At the moment, there have been no takers. The Squamish chief reached out to LFA for comment but had not heard back as of press deadline. Horth Wessels said that there are plenty of fighters in the league, but it's hard to find people to accept a match with her at this stage of her career. The Squamish fighter has an undefeated professional record of 5-0. For any manager who's interested in protecting their fighter's record, it's not a very enticing matchup. A lot of camps want to protect their fighters, and, you know, my record isn't really a good record for somebody to want to go up against, Horth Wessels said. Meanwhile, the athlete is not letting up on her training schedule. In fact, as she was talking to the Squamish chief, she was on the phone driving back from training in Surrey. She said she'd be willing to take any fight on short notice. At this point, we're just waiting for anything that they throw our way, she said. Horth Wessels said she'd like to express her continued gratitude for the support she's found here in town. I just want to thank everybody for their support and, you know, compassion during this time, she said, the emotion coming through in her voice. It's kind of a difficult spot for a fighter to be in, so I just appreciate the support from Squamish and all my sponsors and fans.